USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump tells the Chiefs of Police Conference in Chicago that he's signing an executive order that will establish a new commission on law enforcement and the administration of justice.
This commission will be tasked with providing concrete recommendations to address some of the systemic challenges that burden law enforcement, including homelessness and mental illness.
CAL FIRE is warning residents that high winds can increase the chances of fire spreading throughout California. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom praises the first responders.
Many of you may not be aware that we have put down over 330 fires just in the last 20 hours.
The House of Representatives will vote on Thursday to formalize impeachment proceedings against President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Kincaid Fire in Northern California is rapidly expanding. CAL FIRE says it burned another 12,000 acres overnight, increasing in size to over 66,000 acres in Sonoma County. Petaluma, California resident Nicole Miller tells USA Radio News that evacuation centers have been set up all across her town.
Petaluma has been set up as the area for evacuees to be able to go. Our fairgrounds are completely filled. We have a bunch of churches and the Petaluma Community Center that were all open for the evacuees and are now at capacity.
Petaluma is 30 miles from the fire. The American Academy of Pediatrics says children should have greater access to metabolic and bariatric surgery. The organization is describing severe obesity among children and adolescents as an epidemic within an epidemic that could dramatically shorten the life expectancy of an entire generation. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attorney General William Barr's review of the Russia probe is now a criminal investigation. It's being conducted by U.S. Attorney John Durham, who has the power to subpoena witness testimony and documents. Attorney General Barr tells Fox News what he thinks about former intelligence officials trashing the investigation.
We'll let the chips fall where they may. I think they all know John Durham's reputation, and we'll just see how it turns out. But I do want to say that one of the reasons Mr. Durham is able to make the kind of progress he's making is because Director Wray and his team at the FBI have just been outstanding in the support and responsiveness they've given.
A new tell-all book about Harvey Weinstein's arrest has revealed some secrets about cover-ups, and now one network is switching gears to try and save face. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
NBC is saying any former employee who signed a non-disclosure agreement can now speak about it if they were a victim of sexual misconduct while working at the company. MSNBC host Rachel Maddow made the announcement.
Any former NBC News employee who believes that they cannot disclose their experience with sexual harassment as a result of a confidentiality or non-disparagement provision in their separation agreement should contact NBC Universal, and we will release them from that perceived obligation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.